All right, so today I want to talk about the theme of the fast, divine visitation. Can we say that together? Divine visitation. Can we say it one more time? Now let us go to Psalm 8, verse 4. Is my voice okay? Is it a bit raspy or something? It's okay. Okay. Let us go to Psalm 8, verse 4. Psalms 8, verse 4. I also want to commend you guys. You guys have been religiously attending the online prayers at 12 a.m. Those of you that can you all clap for yourself? No, clap. I'm sorry. Even if you didn't attend, let's clap. It's actually quite encouraging, you know. And God will bless you. Huh? Yeah, God will bless you. Are you listening to me? Okay. No, I'm talking to, are you listening to me? Listen to me. God will bless you. Amen. Amen. Are you fasting? You're not aware. Okay. So now that you're aware, are you interested in? Okay. All right. This testimony time has really, I'm thinking of how we'll do this thing. All right, let's look at Psalms 8. Let us start from verse 4. It says, "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?" Hallelujah. Huh? Psalm 8 verse 4, it says, "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?" Where's Ebenezer? Please go to the keyboard for me. "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visiting?" Today's teaching is going to be very simple. Well, I mean, it's always simple. But I want you to just open your hearts, okay? Don't allow sleep or any other thing distract you. Are we good? Look at me. You'll be looking at me. You understand? And open your heart, okay? Because in a quick time, I want God to do a quick walk so that we can go home. So it says here in Psalm 8, verse 4, "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?" Hallelujah. Huh? What is man that you are mindful of him? Who is the person that they're talking about here? God. Are we? And the psalmist is asking a question. He's saying that, what is man that you are mindful of him? Okay? Now, you typically cannot be mindful of many things. Abino? Huh? When we say that you are mindful of something, what are we trying to say? What we are trying to say is that there is something that is priority in your thoughts. Are we together? All right? And the psalmist here is wondering, now what is it about man? Out of all the creations of God, you know, we're not the only creation of God. Amen. Are we together? We're not the only creation of God. There are other creations, you know, there are angels, you know, there are animals, Abino. They are non-living things, you know, like stars, galaxies. There are so many things, you know. But out of all these creations, right, none of them is in the priority of God's thinking. Hallelujah. You know, the way the world, you know, human existence, it feels like this earth is the center of the universe. Huh? At least to us, because everything that God is doing for this earth. Do you get my point? Right? The entire of existence is focused on man. Right? God, devils, everybody. Everybody is focused on man. You know? When Satan was cast out from heaven, he didn't go to Pluto. I mean, he didn't go to Mars. You know, he came to Earth. I mean, yeah. And so it's like a question. You need to see it from their perspective. You know, because man is physically nothing. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. Man is frail. Amen. Do you get my point? All right. Compared to the rest of creation. All right. Man is so frail. You see sometimes maybe in the Old Testament, God wants to fight battle. You send one angel, they will kill like 50,000. You know. Do you understand? One time in Israel, the angel did never go around killing. You know, when God was angry at David, the angel just raised sword. There was death in the nation. Are we together? Yeah. Eh? When God wanted to deliver the children of Israel from Egypt, in just one night, all the houses were visited in Egypt. Just one night. In fact, it didn't even reach one night because the cry started from the night. You get it, right? So maybe like 4 or 5 hours, the work was done. Imagine like the entire Nigeria. Eh? And it's only one angel he released. You know, he didn't release 5,000. You know, he didn't release 20,000. He just one angel. And that angel just went around Egypt, killing the firstborn, even to the firstborn of goats. The firstborn of chicken. Can you imagine? Right? That he had that time. You know? He killed all the firstborn. In fact, if you are keeping rats in your house as livestock, he will kill the firstborn of rats. You know? Amen. Amen. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So, when these people are in the order of creation, it's not like man is the strongest. It's not like man is the most intelligent, you know. Man's first encounter with angel was a colossal failure. You understand? When Satan just came, the wisdom was too much. He couldn't handle it, you know. Do you know what I'm talking about? When he interacted with Eve. You know, he just deceived her. Sharp. He didn't, you know. So these people are not the strongest people. These people are not the most powerful people. These people are not the wisest people. Okay? These people are not their lifespan is very short. Hallelujah. Max, 80, 80 something, 90 something, you are gone. Do you understand? It's something, yes, it's short. It's long to us, but it's short to this side. So, from their perspective, they are looking at it and they are saying, what is man that you are mindful of him? Hallelujah. Are we together? Why are you always thinking about him? You know, it's like maybe your mom comes to you and says, why are you always mentioning that girl's name in this house? Who is that for like here in your school? I want to meet her. You know? Who is that Folake in your school? Every day Folake this, Folake that, Folake this, Folake that. You know, I want to come to your school one day and see that Folake. And the same thing that say that telling God, that God, why are you always thinking? No, why are you stressing yourself thinking about these people? You know, Satan wants. You know, part of the reason why Satan does not like, or really, you know, one of the major reasons why Satan does not like man is that he may fail and there's no repentance. Are we together? Yeah. You know, the angels that fell down cannot repent. They only have one chance. Are we together? Yeah. And the falling is not just a normal falling. You know, the falling is a... It's a strange falling. Even their forms began to change. Are we together? Are we together? Yes, even their forms began to change. If you see a demon now, you will run away. Because it's ugly. Are we together? So even when they fell, Satan's real form now is dragon. You know? He now changes into an angel of light as per plastic surgery. Do you get my point?
Yes, sir.
Right. That's not his real form again. It's just makeup. Yeah, that's why deception. He's not really like that. Are we together? So even their actual form, the form that they have, right, it began to change in response to God's decree of judgment over them. So they are now very, very... I tell you the truth, some of you will be shocked. The day God opens your eye to see the demon that you think is powerful, you don't see one small thing like that. You know? You'll be shocked. Like, so this is the thing that is causing all the wahala. Huh? Are we together? Are we together? You know? There's somebody here now, you're always sad, crying, you know. You're always sad, crying, you know. You'll be shocked the day you see that demon that is telling you, you're not good enough, you're not good enough. You'll be shocked. It's just like one small monkey. It's just on your this thing like this, on your shoulder. It'll be whispering to you, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. You're not good enough. And he said, he'll be crying, I'm not good enough. Nobody loves me. You know? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, by the way, that person, please just say, you know, the way all those things end is to just say, I'm not doing it again. Are we together?
Yes,
are we together?
Yes, sir.
You just say, I'm not doing again. Satan, I don't believe you. I'm good. Are we together? But if you want me to pray for you, I can pray for you. If it's that of an issue, you know. If you want me to pray for you, I can pray for you. Please remind me at the end. Let me call the person out in case you want me to pray for you. So, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the Son of Man, that you visit him. So God is not just mindful of towards man. God also visits man. Can we say visit? Can we say it well? Visit. Let's go to the book of Isaiah 66. Now, it says here, thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne. All right, so God is talking. And he's saying, we'll see, go back to that, Psalms 8. Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Okay? Can we say that? Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. How many of you have gone to your traditional king's throne before? That one is not really throne. How many of you have seen throne? Maybe you used to watch all these Game of Thrones. How many of you have seen a throne? Like proper throne, not all these Nigerian throne. Like proper throne. How many of you have seen a throne? Right? It looks great, Abby. You know, like you see the big chair, right? Then you see gold on the chair, you know. In fact, the hall is spacious. So the throne can be, it can be like this whole auditorium in terms of size. Then you see the guys, the king or whatever, he's sitting out here high. Everybody will now come bow down. You know, it's a very majestic sight, Abby. Abby now. Are we together? Are you with me? Please stay with me. So, heaven is that place, right? And the earth is my footstool. He then goes and says, where is the house that you will build me? Hallelujah. And where is the place of my rest? Hallelujah. I'm losing you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? Just leave it here. So, even though God has this huge throne, he's then saying that, look, I still need a place of rest. Are we together? I still need a place of rest. Meaning, I still need a place where I can feel good about myself. Are we together? I need a place where I can feel good about myself. Do you understand that? So can you imagine that? God wants to feel good. Okay? God wants to feel good about himself. The same way you want to relax as Shawarma joins him too. He wants to relax and enjoy himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you imagine it? That God wants to, you know, go to suya joints, you know, and chill. Where is the place of my rest? Verse 2. For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look. Hallelujah. On this one will I do what? On him who is of a poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. Now we'll come back here later on. But we see here that God has chosen for himself a place of rest in men. Are we together? Does that make sense? God has chosen for himself a place of rest in men. Okay? So God is incentivized to think about men. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. In other words, it makes sense that God will be mindful of men, because angels don't give him rest. Are we together? Heaven does not give him rest. When he created man, his thinking was that these people would be my rest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when God was creating you, his thinking was that you will be a place of his rest. That's why Jesus Christ said that if you abide by my word, me and my Father will come and dwell in you. Do you understand? Literally, it's not metaphoric. Meaning that they will come and dwell in you. That's why that's why evil spirits too want to dwell in you. Are we together? Eh? That's why evil spirits want to dwell in you. Okay? Because man was created to contain spirits. That's the kind of creation man is. Near some point. Alright? That's why in one man you can have 1,000 demons. They won't be complaining that there's no space. Amen. I guess you understand what I'm saying. Huh? You know the story of the guy that Jesus Christ casted out 1,000 demons from? Can you imagine 1,000 demons? You know? 1,000, not 20. 1,000. Somebody is carrying 1,000 demons. Amen. Imagine it. Somebody is carrying 1,000. 1,000 people cannot... This place cannot carry 1,000 people. Have you not? I think the max this place can carry maybe 800 or something. So imagine that whole SOD is full of demons. And all of them entered one person. And the person did not explode. Are we together? He did not explode. He's still eating food, going to toilets, you know. You can come and sit down. He's still eating food, going to toilet, still shitting, he's still, you know, the body is still working, everything is still working. But 1,000 demons are in the person. Huh? That's how man is. Men house spirits. Okay? In fact, when they come, you see Palo, you know, they will rest. You know, like, wow, this house is fantastic. You know. Jesus was saying that if they cast out a demon from somebody, the demon will go, you know, through dry land. In other words, the demon will be looking for, you know, the dry land is air. If the demon is just flying around, that's dry land for the demon. That's like desert. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Please, there's a reason why I'm saying this thing. Are we together? Is it the music? Should I stop the music? Okay. Because, I don't know, you know, some people, when you can be activating sleep or something, I don't know. You know. But are we together?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Please, be with me. Don't assume that, okay. What was I saying? Yeah. So just, as it's just flying about, that's dry land. You get. That's his interpretation of desert. It's like he's in desert. You know, they say the demon will be flying about. Then if he can't find a place, he will now say to himself, let me go back and see if, you know, there's space for me from where I'm coming from. You know, it's just like now if someone, maybe they pursue someone from the house, you know, a person says, in fact, you know, daddy, you don't have sense. I'm going to make it on my own. You know, he now goes from Calabar to Lagos, you know. And the person is not thinking that, like, say, I go back to this Lagos, and then they walk, you know. So the demon will not come back. And he now says that if he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Okay? Are we together?
Sure.
Eh? If he comes back and he finds it empty, swept, and put in order, what will he do? Then he goes and takes with him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. Are we together? So you will go. You won't just say, wow. You know, you have to understand the mentality of demons, because some of you play with demons. Are we together? You won't just go and now say, demons share. You know, you won't just go and say, wow, free house, let me just stay, let me enjoy. You're not going to bring senior brothers and say, there's free house here, let's come back. Are we together? Then the state of that person is worse than the beginning. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So you see why you should not play with going back to sin that God has delivered you from? Are we together? Because next time, if he enters something else, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, however, when it came back and found an empty house, the question then is, why is the house empty? Okay? Because someone was meant to be in the house. You know? If you enter a house now and you find it swept in order and there's nobody in there, don't you be scared. Who is sweeping this house? Why is this house being swept? It's not looking like uncompleted building. If you enter and it's scattered, okay, it's uncompleted building I've entered. Okay, I understand. You know. But it says that when a demon leaves a man, the house becomes swept and in order. Meaning that heart is meant to capture something else. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I guess you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. Meaning that heart is never meant to be in a vacuum. Okay? That heart or that person is never meant to, you know, stand on the fence. Are we together? That person is either meant to be filled with God, or if the person does not want to be filled with God, demons will say, okay, let us enter this person. Amen.
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 Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So, men house spirits. Men are vessels. That's how God created us. Okay? That is, we have elasticity. You know, 1,000 we can handle. 5,000, they can be there. God, too, can be there. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, what's the valley of pi? Do you remember? 3.14, okay. It's not like calculating volume. At once you have calculated the volume of this sphere. Who is doing physics here? You're doing physics, okay. Who else is doing physics? You know how to calculate the volume of a sphere. Do you remember? What's the formula? 4 pi r squared. Is it 4 pi r squared? I think that one is 2 over 3 pi r. Okay. It is well. So it's not like a sphere now, maybe like a ball. It has a finite volume. Meaning it has a finite amount of things you can put in it. That's not how man is. Man is unlimited. Okay? But I'm not just talking about the bad side. It's also the good side. Because you can house God. You can keep on housing more of God. 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 Do you understand what I'm saying? This is good now. Isn't it a good thing? Same way a man can unfortunately have 1,000 demons. You too, you can have times that of God. Okay? Meaning God's spirit can fill you. He can dwell in you. You can be a carrier of his glory. Okay? You can be a carrier of he himself. Are we together? Amen. So you see the potential that man has. Now let's go back to Psalm 8. Psalm 8, verse 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou visit him. So, because men are this kind of investments, you know, or men have this kind of capacity, meaning God created man to as his resting place. Okay? He then has a desire. All right, please listen to what I'm saying. He then has a desire to visit. Okay? This visit here, it also means to pay attention to. Okay? It also means to take care of. Are we together? Are we together? Yes, sir. Right? It means to inspect. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Huh? It means to take care of, to inspect, to pay attention to. Meaning that God is watching men. Hallelujah. God is watching men. God is looking at men. God's eye is looking at men. And he says, in the place, he says his eyes are roaming to and fro the earth. He's looking for men. So you see that, if you understand this thing, you will see that to receive the visitation from God is not hard. Are we together? Because he is more eager to visit men than men are to receive him. Amen.
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 Thank you. The eyes of the Lord, can we read it together? Amen.
Amen.
He is the one looking for people. Have you ever seen a woman desperate for marriage? Maybe your auntie. Have you ever had an auntie that was desperate for marriage? Huh? Now, you know, when do you know the attitude of a woman desperate for marriage? She can marry good. You know. Maybe she has a list and there are three, maybe there are 10 things on that list. But she's looking for a husband. You can score 1/10 and she'll marry you. Do you get my point? Why? Because she's the one that is looking for man. Do you understand my point? That's why you are shocked that God is empowering you. You didn't do much. Because he's desperately looking for men. Do you understand what I'm saying? If he says, let me wait till you grow. Ah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will not wait. You understand? Eh? He will say, oh God, we have found one man. Let us pour all our attention on this thing though. Do you understand? So you see that it's not hard to receive a visitation from God. Amen. Huh? It's not hard to gain God's attention. That's what I mean. It's not hard to make God lavish on you. Do you understand? It's not hard. Because he's the one desperately wanting to lavish on men. He wants to. Do you understand what I'm saying? He wants to. Eh? Can we say thank you, Jesus? So God is intensely looking for men. He wants to show up for men. Can we go to that previous scripture that the eyes run to and fro? I think it's 1 Chronicles something. 2 Chronicles, whatever. 2 Chronicles 16. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are blameless toward him. Do you see that? Are you sleeping? You want to stand up? Okay. That God is desperately wanting to show himself. Are we together? In your family, he's desperately wanting to show himself. So you can see that if you are saying, oh Lord, visit me, visit me, visit me. And you are going to mountain. There are some people in their room. God is visiting them. Are we together? In other words, it's not by tone of voice. Are we together? Who is he wanting to show himself for? Let's read it. Those whose hearts are blameless towards him. In other words, those who have arranged their hearts for him. Are we together? So if you want to see the impact of God in your life, you don't need to shout. Arrange your heart. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
If you want to see God's visitation, please, this you should have grown. I'm not talking about that you want to have dream. I'm not saying that you want to see angel. I'm talking about serious matters. Are we together? Meaning you want to be a carrier of God. You want God to dwell in you. You want your life to manifest God. What you need to do and focus on is arranging the heart. Amen. So, the eyes run to and fro the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are blameless towards him. It's easy now. I mean, it's easier than prayer. You get my point, right? But you know, that's the funny thing with humanity. If we said now that if you want God to show himself, go and drink water from one canal for 30 days. People will prefer that one. Are you together? People prefer that one. Now, let us go to, and I think God has given us speed. We'll soon close. Let us go to the book of Isaiah. That Isaiah that we were on before. Isaiah 66. Also, by the way, let me just say this thing. That when you, you know, I was telling you guys that this fast is not really, you fast for various reasons. This one is not really power, anointing. This one is personal relationship, okay? So, even for all this power and anointing, you have to learn how to walk in faith. Do you understand? Meaning that your physical body is not a reflection of what's happening in the spirit. Do you get my point? All right. So, because I know you can have that lust that, oh Lord, I want to have dream. I want to, you know, if it doesn't happen, that's not an issue. Yet, in fact, if all the prayer sessions you attend are, in quote, boring, you know, meaning you're struggling, you're sleeping, you know, that's physical feeling. The spirit realm is a different realm. Are we together? All right. When God visits people, it's not that they saw vision, it's that their hearts received light. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That their hearts received light. You get my point? All right. And if they have energy to say, Jesus, I'll live for you. That's visitation. You get my point? For a man to say, I will live for Jesus. Not that he's born again, no. But for him to say, I will live for Jesus. That's serious visitation. Wednesday I was giving his testimony. For a man, for Bible to be sweetened so more than FIFA, that's visitation. It can only be by the Spirit. It's not, you can't do it via encouragement or pep talk. Do you understand? So, it says here, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? Before I continue, I want to pray for the person that I was talking about. What did I say? I feel I should pray for the person now. What did I say? Eh? Say it on now. Say it on. Yeah, always feeling not good enough, you know, discouraged. You know, very discouraged in life. Please let me pray. Let me pray with you now. Let me pray. The Lord wants me to. Or the Spirit wants me to pray with you now. Let me pray with you now. If you're that person, can you please just rise up? Let me say a short word of prayer. All right. You want me to pray with you? Okay. Any other person? All right. Okay. Why did you delay? Okay. All right. Can we pray for them? Can we ask that the Lord will strengthen them? Sorry. Please, before we pray, I want you to... comfort. Okay. So I want us to pray a simple prayer of faith, right? And however, I want you to... Are you standing as well? Okay. However, I want you to... is there any other person, please? If this thing applies to you, please stand up. Any other person? Okay. So I want you to pray a simple prayer of faith, right? But I just need your mind to be there. You understand? All right? When you want to pray to God, you know who you are praying to. Who are we praying to? God. Okay? And we already know that we'll get the answer to our prayer. Are we together? We know we'll get the answer to our prayer. Do you understand? Check it. Are you okay? Are you okay? Okay. We already know that we'll get the answer to our prayer before we've even started praying. Okay? So we're not rushing. I'm not... let your heart be pure. Don't just say, oh, no. Take your time. Are you together? I'm teaching how to receive from God. Okay? Take your time. We're not agitated. We don't need to feel anything. All right? We don't need to do anything. All right? Talk to God in your heart and say, Father, I want to stop being discouraged. Give me your boldness. Give me your peace. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. For you, you need to make a decision. And you need to be sure. Your own kind of thing, you have to tell God, God, I'm going to make this. Am I saying the truth? What's the decision? Talk now. What's the decision? Okay, cool. So you need to make that decision. And I'm teaching how to relate with God, right? How to get breakthrough, right? So you need to get there and say, Jesus, I might not have the strength for this thing, but I'm committed to it. Just help me. Okay? When you make that decision, that's when the Holy Spirit will come and give you peace. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. So let's just pray a simple prayer of faith. You guys just say, Father, I am encouraged. Father, I have boldness. Father, I have peace. I have peace. I have peace. The rest of the church, can we pray for them, please? Please pray, please pray, please pray. No more discouragements. no more discouragement. No more discouragement. Peace. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, you are afraid. Comfort. So you need to comfort now. Yeah. So the Lord says that you are intelligent. Okay. You are not a failure. It says I should tell you that you are not a failure. That you have the intelligence of God. Look at me now. Look at me. Don't look here. You have the intelligence of God. You're not a failure. Okay? You're not a failure. You're not a failure. Just be looking at me. Look at me. Don't look down. Look at me. Look at me. You're not a failure. Can you look at me? Yeah. You're not a failure. Eh? You're not a failure. You're not a failure. Okay? You're not a failure. Do you believe it? I sure believe it. You're not a failure. Can you say it? Yeah, say it. Say it. Say it. I want to shout it. Can you shout it? Can you shout it? Ah, even at the back, are you hearing now? They're not hearing you at the back. Oh.
Can
you? Yeah. Shout again. You're not a failure. Okay? You're not a failure. All right. You can have your seat. So, comfort. Just be reading the Bible, okay? Just be reading the Bible. That's all you need. All right. So, how do we attract God's visitation? Let us go to the next verse here. For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. Can we say that together? Who trembles at my word? Hallelujah. But first, it starts about talking about being poor and of a contrite spirit. Can we go to the Beatitudes, right? Where Jesus says something similar. Blessed are those who are poor. Right now, you see, when you remember, I said that God is the one chasing men, men are not chasing God. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes,
are we together?
Yes,
everything that God wants to do in your life, He is more interested in doing it than you. Please know this thing, if this thing can enter your heart, you will be a champion. Yeah. God is more committed to you than him. That's why you have not backslidden till today. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. Jesus in heaven, part of his job, you know, because Jesus is not just relaxing. I hope you know. How many of Jesus is going to office? Amen. Are we together? Eh? Jesus is walking. That's what I'm talking about. Eh? Jesus didn't just die and then now he's just chilling. No. He's still walking every day. Eh? He's still making intercession for you. So Jesus is still prayerful till today. Are we together? He's still praying. Oh Lord, help the mitokwe. Oh Lord, say he's suffering. Oh Lord, he won't backslide. No, send angel. Send our pastor. Oh Lord, let him not die. Oh Lord, preserve his generation. Jesus is still interceding. Are we together? Eh? So, they have created serious movement around you that are just living your life normally. Right? You think everything is just happening. No. They are watching you. Everyone is watching. In fact, I don't know if you can hear this, but just hear this. People in heaven are also watching you. Are we together? They are praying for you. You don't know. You think you are just one young chap in Ojoju. You don't know, maybe somebody in Dubai. One former saint in Dubai is saying, oh Lord, please, this one, I beg, send this one to Dubai. Let them go and preach. Are we together? So your life is important. Can we say that?
My life is important.
Can you shout it?
My life is important.
Yeah. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So, God is invested in you, but then you also need to realize that you too, you need help. Are you together? What did I say? You need to realize that you need help. That's why it says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Those that understand that actually I'm in poverty. Are we together? Those that have a sense that you need God. Are we together? Those are the people that attract God. He says, I will visit those who are poor and in a contrite spirit and those who tremble at my word. So what he's saying there, it means that because they understand their lack, they are eagerly waiting for any word. Oh Lord, if you can just give me one word, if you can just give me one direction, if you can just give me one instruction, I will maximize it. Are we together? There are no people that will just come to church and get used to fine preaching. Are we together? There are people that recognize how much they need God. Amen. That is why I'm telling you to pray 12 to 12:30. It's not like there's any special thing. You understand? Are we together? It's not a special time. Amen. I know some people are teaching that, and I beg, don't enter that knowledge. If I know you, just start to do ayaju, ayaju. It's not like you want to see God, pray too. You are teaching something else. I don't know if you are teaching Bible again. Are we together? Right? You can pray anytime. But I'm saying praying 12 so that you will take it serious. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes,
eh? So that you will take it serious. You get my point?
Yes,
because you will say 12 is too late. But you can watch film from 1 to 4. So that means something can keep you from 1 to 4. You get my point now?
Yes,
so if you can be passionate about film, why can't you be passionate about God? That's the only reason why I'm telling you to pray later. That's the only reason why I started praying later at night. It's not like there's some special realms that are accessible that time. You get my point, right? It's desire. You get? It's the heart panting for God. You understand? Eh? Are we together? So when man is poor in spirit, he is very aware of how much he needs God. He's not deceived by things. You know, some people can be deceived even by food. What I mean by that is that your whole life is scattering. But if you can just eat good food in one period, you feel happy. I don't know how many of you understand. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Yeah. He's not relying on food. He gets. He's not relying on party. Are we together? He's never relying on money. Are we together?
Yes,
right? He's not saying that I will. You know what did they say? Delay gratification. I mean, right now I will suffer now, but you know I know that money is coming, right? And so that's the energy that is pushing him. No. Is that I need God. You get? I need God. So those that have that knowledge, those that have that understanding, or those that give themselves that knowledge. Are we together?
Yeah.
Those that give themselves that understanding. You can give yourself. Get? Those that give it to themselves. Those are the kind of people that will be trembling at my word. When they hear word, it will be different. All together. Not everybody hears the word at the same level because not everybody realizes how much they need the word. You get my point? Some people can never hear some things. You understand my point? But when a man understands his poverty, you understand the poverty I'm talking about, right? When a man understands how much of lack, that's why he would even go and pray. Shebe, I've told you before that prayer, lack of prayer is pride. You might think it's laziness. No, it's not laziness, it's pride. It is you thinking that you don't need God's help. Are you together?
Yes,
when people, any, see, are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Anybody that downplays prayer is proud. In this Christianity thing, they don't downplay prayer. We don't. Even if the prayer is excess prayer, what we'll say is that if people are praying, but just add Bible to it, we'll not say that people should stop praying. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Prayer. So lack of prayer is pride. That's really what is happening. What's happening is that the heart is saying, I don't need God that much. I need him small, but I don't need God that much. But when the heart begins to understand how much it needs to depend on God, then the heart itself, that's what pushes people to stretch in prayer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm teaching you this thing. You can learn this thing this way. Or learn another way. You know, I won't say that other way, but it's all valid. I'll say the other way is problem. You know, when heavy problem hits you, you go and pray. You know, but learn this one this way before problem come. Are we together? Right? When the heart understands that it needs God, right? And when it puts itself in the place, say, God, I need you. God, don't you need God? You know, everybody, if you say you need, everybody will say they need God now. You get? So why would people that need God not pray? Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So when you tell yourself, I need God, right? And you go into prayer, you will discover that you can pray long. You understand? Especially when God starts visiting you. Remember, he's looking for heart. So when heart goes to pray to God, he will start visiting the person. He will start visiting the person. You're like, wow, somebody's looking for me. All right, let's start giving this person visitation. That's when the light of God's word will be expanding. Are we together? Christabel, are you with me? Sister, that's when the light of God's word will be expanding. Are we together? That's when the things of God will be beginning to make sense. Because God is visiting the person. God is dwelling in the person. Amen. Why? Because the person realizes how much they need God. And then, it also says in that verse too, is that that person is someone that trembles at my word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay? Now, the Bible says that the word of God should dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. Praise God. You see, the best thing you can do to yourself is to put the word inside you. Okay? I won't spend more time here. But you need the word. Amen. Those lines of scripture, they need to be inside you. Are we together? Huh? You need to take it seriously with your life. By now, you should be ashamed that you've not read the Bible from cover to cover. I won't lie to you. A lot of you should be ashamed. They have not read the Bible from cover to cover. If I say, let's open to Nahum, I say, don't use content, and I go struggle. Eh? Or Obadiah. Another strange. You get my point? All right. Hey. You know, I see revival fire. You know. When you go and read your Bible, you know, I see the kind of fire, I understand it, is the kind of fire that will make you want to, you know that thing, you're reading Bible for 5 hours, you don't know that time has gone. It's that kind of fire. You know. I see that coming down on us. So you read it. They don't read Bible because they understand. Do you know the things I'm reading? I don't understand many things. You know? The entire book of Revelation, I don't understand it. No, at the beginning part, it look like, say, they make sense. But by verse chapter 8, 9, the thing just turned to something else entirely. You understand? Are we together? Yeah. Or Jeremiah. You know, Isaiah. You'll just be reading things. What does this thing mean? You'll just be reading the thing. What does this thing mean? You don't understand. But that word has to shall be entering. Amen. That word has to be entering. Because that's the thing that will change you. That's the thing that will change you. That word has to be entering. You have to go. That's what you spend your time on. The word of God. When I got born again, that's the genuine one. You know, me say I got born again like 3 times, so you shouldn't be discouraged. Okay? But when the genuine one finally happened, I kid you not, I will lock myself in my room for 12 hours. I'll be reading Bible. Okay? That's the genuine fire. You know, when born again really happens. You know. If you say there's guests in the parlor, I won't care. You understand? I'll just be reading the Bible. Reading the Bible. Reading the Bible. Read the Jeremiah. It will dim my head like you know when you're studying something and it is your head is hot. You know. I mean you don't know what you're reading, you're cracking your head, you know. I'll just be reading it. Reading it. Reading it. Are we together? So I know that thing. I know that thing. You read David, you cry. I know that thing. I know that sweet fellowship. Yet, there are some books I don't like to read because I'll start crying. You know, when I read how David lost his son, Absalom, I'll start crying. Say, Jesus Christ. You know, this man lost his son. Are we together? Or when I read Psalms, if you notice all the prayers, most of it has been coming from Psalms. When I read those Psalms, you know, where David will be saying, you know, you will hear David's pain and anguish when Saul was chasing him. And the only thing he had was God. And we say, oh Lord, don't kill me, but I will still keep on trusting you. Understand? When you read that thing will not enter your heart. Bam! You'll be a changed man. Are we together? So you need to go there. Okay? Let the word of God dwell in you richly. In all wisdom. Praise God. There are times in my life where I felt like a complete failure. Complete failure. Like, not, I don't mean before I gave my life to Christ. I mean after. You know, complete failure. And then I'll just read, help me open it, please. I'll just read Psalms. You know? look at. And I'll just read, you know, this Bible thing is so strange. 20,000 angels can be here. And you'll be dozy. Yeah, that. You need to work on your flesh. Are we together? Amen. You know? Then I'll be, what was I saying before? Yeah, I'll read Psalms. And then I'll read about the psalm that David wrote when God was dealing with him. You know? That's when he was saying that my soul will not dwell in Sheol forever. He was singing to God and he was talking about how he's expecting God to restore him. You know? You know, now after he did with Bathsheba and the God, you know, punished him. And I'll read that and then I'll jack up. I'll say, there's hope for you. Are we together? There's hope for you. Go again. Are we together? So, the word needs to dwell in you, thank you, in all wisdom. So that you can house God. And then finally, let us go to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. You know, one of the things I want to teach, or the main thing I want to teach at that, Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Verse 2. Can we have verse 2 and 3 together? Verse 2 and 3 together. If you can't have it, let me just read. Okay, go to verse 2. Verse 2. I say, keep the king's commandments for the sake of your oath to God. Okay? Now, the Bible here is talking about how you should keep the word. Because in verse 3, let's go to verse 3. Do not be hasty to go from his presence. Can we say that together? Amen. Because, you see, you know, last, I don't know, when was I teaching about nobility? Was it last week or last 2 weeks? Last two weeks. You know, I thought that this kingdom is like a royal court kind of setting. Okay? And in, when you appear before a king, before you can even appear before a king, or a big man, they will give you appointments. All together. That's the order. You don't just enter anyhow. Okay? In other words, when you are relating with God, you have to learn how to walk in God's, or you have to not have a heart of haste. Are we together? Yes, sir. Are we together? Yes, sir. You have to remove or deal with haste. You have to get used to it. Are we together? Yes, when I say haste, I don't mean the things of God take long. No, haste is not about length. Haste is just the heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. So, you have to, when you want to engage God, you have to be patient. with him. Are we together? Yeah. Because it's through patience that you are perfected. Okay? Patience is actually what makes you perfect. Patience is the work. It's like God never does work in 2 years. Do you get? God always stretches it out so that you can spend time being refined. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? So you need to have a heart of patience. It's how you see God. It even gets to a point where, you know, at times, you know, for instance, now when I pray, I just remove the concept of time. It's not that I'm going to pray for 5 hours. I don't pray for 5 hours. But even if it's 30 minutes, I just remove the concept of time. Meaning, as I'm starting to pray, I'll just take away all the watches, take away. I'm not, as at now, it might be 30 minutes at the end of the day. But as at now, it's not like I've given God timer. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So that's what I'm talking about. And when you are walking with God, you have to not be hasty. When you are hasty, you will miss God's work in you. Are we together?
Yes,
are we together?
Yes,
the Bible says, don't be hasty to be rich. Have a desire to be rich, but don't be hasty to be rich. Because when you are hasty to be rich, you will start worshipping money. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
You will start worshipping, that's the implication. You will start worshipping money. Meaning money will not become your God. So how can you be rich without being hasty to be rich? Practice what God is saying concerning wealth. Are we together? And if you check that one, you will check that that's the one that people don't want to do. I've been saying it now. Some of you making money, go and start paying school fees of people. I've been saying it. Go and start paying school fees of people. See, try it now. Carry 20K and go and pay somebody's school fees. See if by next year your money will not multiply. At least then maybe we cannot discuss that. Maybe you know, but at least go and try it first. But you see, people will not want to practice God's word. Eh? People will just want to just hammer quickly. So all this preaching and preaching, you don't want it again. You gotta meet the man of God that would assure you that, okay, just come. This night of breakthrough, all you need to do is come once. Are we together? That's how people get into Yahoo people. You know, that's how I say, man, God are fake. You know, no, is you're lost. You are a Yahoo person. So Satan prepared a Yahoo pastor for you. Are we together? Prepared one, prophet. You know, specially designed for you. So with God, you have to learn patience. Can we say that together? Patience.
Patience.
Let's go to James 4. We're closing now. James 4. But please stay with me. Or James 1. So God is a king. He takes his time. Huh? He takes his time. Huh? That's not even, I was saying earlier, even in this fast, don't be rushing. You know, take your, I said, let's do 21 days. There's a reason. Take your time. Let the thing soak. You understand? Take your time. I just do, there's time for 3-day dry fast is when I want to do explosive power. You know, are we together? But when you want to journey with God, take your time. You understand? You can be praying one prayer for 3 years. It's not a bad thing. You understand? Just take your time. He mistaking his time. You understand? So you might as well just take your own time. So I won't use you as a story. Verse 2. I know the thing about if you take your time, and one of the things you'll find out is that you are making steady progress. That's what you will see. You're making steady progress if you take your time. Don't make any decision in a haste. no matter the money that is at stake. That's the way they catch people for fraud. If someone comes and says, "Oga, there's $1 billion opportunity, but you need to invest now. But you need to invest now. But you need to invest now." If the person cannot give you 3 days to think about it, no matter the, let him go. Are we together? Sure. Don't make decisions in a haste. Don't be quick to just shout. Don't be quick to just let this thing guard your whole heart. Don't be quick to just open your mouth. You understand? Take your time. Are we together? As you gain more wisdom and experience in life, you'll be able to respond to things quicker. Do you understand? But for now, just take your time. Don't rush. Be like lamb. Just be doing your thing. Huh? That's why God can keep you in one place and you'll be seen. You see, that's why, see, why is God not concerned that you have not gone to university yet? Some people are going to university, you have not gone yet. Because he wants you to take your time. Are we together? Are we together? Huh? My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Verse 3. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. So, when a believer says they want to live by the word, that word will be tested. Meaning that the believer is already existing in a contrary environment to the word. Are we together? The only place where there are no mad people are in heaven. On earth, everybody is crazy. Demons are the ones, you know. So, if you say you want to obey God, you are opposing the word. Are we together? And so, that opposition that the word is giving you, it's called testing of faith. It's called persecution. It's called tribulation. Are we together? Yes, everybody's going through tribulation. It's just that some, the intensity at levels is different. Okay? Everybody's going through tribulation. Okay? You get my point? Yes, so, that's testing. For instance, the tribulation that that a lot of us went through when we were young. Is, oh boy, you go stay on this word. It's like there's no money in this thing, no. You know? Are you going to keep on saying you are seeking God, you are seeking God, you are seeking God? Where would the money come from? You understand? Because it's not looking like, you know, you are anointed, though, but money, no. See, it's not looking like, you know, there's some points, right? A whole anointed me, eh? I tell you the truth. A whole anointed me. My mother had to borrow money. I've told you the story now. I have not told you the story. My mother borrowed money for me to... She didn't even borrow. She had to beg for me to enter UNILAC. Are we together? She begged one of her friends. We didn't have the money. You get? And as at that time, I was firebrand. Like now, firebrand. As in serious firebrand Christian. You understand? I'll go to the lecture hall. They will insult. You know, when I went to do my registration, because I did my registration for first semester the week of exam. You understand? Everything had passed. They just said, they just had mercy on us. So they just said, oh yeah, come and do your registration. When I went to do the registration, insults. You are so serious. I can't even do your registration now. You know? Bye, 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 bye. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Eh? But we are still seeking God. Because that's the only thing we know how to do. Do you get my point?
Yes, sir.
So that persecution can even be like your environment. At least you don't have that now, but at least back then, because there was lots of mixture in church, everybody has found their place now, but even in your church, they are persecuting you. They will give you a name. They will call you Spirikoko. You know, isn't that a good name? It really means that you are not like us. You get my point? All right. You are crazy. And so that testing of your faith produces patience. Verse 4, as we close now. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Hallelujah. So if you want to grow to a place where you lack nothing, you have to allow patience make its perfect work. Amen. Many people give up just right before their breakthrough. I'm telling you the truth. Are you hearing me? Yeah. Many people give up at the point. You know? And that is so sad. You know, that if only you could have tarried for one more year. Again. You need this patience, so because I tell you the truth, the work that God is doing in you, it's a 20-year, 30-year work. The person you are seeing here is 17 years of working with God. Are we together? Are we together? Eh? I've been born again more than some of you. When I got born again, some of you were still in heaven. Have you now? Mr. Arima, how long have you been born again? 20 years. Do you understand? 20 years. Okay? It's not 2 years, you know. They just grown, you know. See God. It's not just. You see, bro. Be careful of YouTube. I tell you the truth. You see, there's nothing wrong with YouTube, but you see, this is not a two-day thing. Character takes time. Are we together? Yeah. You need to go through things. You understand? You need to go through things. The first day I cried working with God, the first day I cried was that after all this struggle to do the registration and everything, we did not have money. So I think, what happened, sir? What happened? Let me try and remember. It's such a distant memory. So the year one, so I did diploma. So after the registration and everything, to then enter year two, because you're entering year two like a year one student, but you're entering year two, right? So to then enter year two, I think the money for the registration or something like that, we didn't have the money. So that one then passed. So I then had to defer my admission, right? So I then had to not spend another year, right? That night I cried. You understand? Right, I cried. Hey God. I was crying. I think it was even Pastor B that had to come and comfort me. Yeah. I cried. I was like, God, even after you have done this thing, the thing is now going away. Eh? And that year, I stood up and I noticed that in the teenage church where I was, so many teenagers were doing jam lesson. And they were struggling. So I said, you know what? Let me organize a jam lesson for you guys. You know. Or they were not doing jam lesson, but they were taking the exam. I said, you know what? Let me organize a jam lesson. Me by myself. Let me organize a jam lesson for you guys. I will come. I will teach you math. I will teach you English. I will teach you government. I will teach you economics. I'm telling you, I was teaching everything. Eh? So I gathered them, teenagers, who come every morning. I'll be teaching them. Eh? Before I teach government, I'll just go and read the textbook, what I want to teach. I'm just going to read, then I'll just go and pour it. Okay, government is this, this is that. I did, because I'm not even a science student. I'm not a science student, so I don't know those things. So even economics, everything, I'll be reading. All of them got admission that year. Every single one of them. In fact, we'll now do prayer meeting. I'll now do prayer meeting with them. praying for them. Right? Every single one of them. I saw one maybe some years ago. He just stopped me on the road like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That thing you did, you really gave me confidence that I could pass my exams. Right? That's when I started learning that, look, see, you can do anything as long as you have the mind for it. You understand? So, who we are today is a combination of all those experiences. So it has not gone to waste. You understand? The challenges I went through, they've not gone to waste. It was part of God building me. Are we together? And so when I now go back to school, do you think somebody that will read government on the spot and teach it, do you think that person will be afraid of this thing? I had the confidence to see. I chose, you know, people might not believe, I chose to not have a first class because I looked at it. I said, look, see, I can't give this thing the time commitment. I want to chase God. So I chose, I said, this thing, go. I'm comfortable with 2-1. You get it? I have full confidence that I could do anything. Amen. That's what patience does. Okay? And that's where many people miss it. Set back like this, you just, God, I'm no longer doing. Bam. Are we together? After set back, I'm no longer doing. Bam. Small prayer was not answered. Hey, God, you are wicked. Bam. Do you understand what I'm saying? That you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Because you see, your life must be a constant pursuit of God. Okay? Constant pursuit. Till you are 55, you must still be seeking God. Are we together? In fact, you must be seeking God at 65, higher than now. Are we together? I don't want anybody here to start, you know, when you make money, you start focusing on skincare. You know, but you cannot preach. Are we together? Sure. That's what the leaders retreat. What I want to teach is how to preach. That's what I want to teach. You know, that's what I want to teach as a leader at the vigil. How to minister in the word. Okay? But you get money, you start being shallow. Don't be talking nonsense. Talking nonsense. You understand? I mentioned skincare. Don't worry, you ladies will understand it. Don't worry, you ladies will understand it. Say amen now. Blessing. You don't want skincare? If you want skincare is good now. But it's a sign that you have money. Really, because for ladies, skincare product, not be beans. You get it? Especially in this kind of weather. Nigeria is very humid, so you know, it's a sign that you have money. So I'm saying that you'll be prospering. That's what I'm saying in code, you know. That you will prosper. But then you won't just be somebody that you just, oh, you know, I want my skin to be like this, you know, this night. Yeah, because of what God has done in you, you'll still be seeking God. Your thing will still be pumping. You understand? It'll still be pumping. You get? It's not being broke that makes people see God, though. Are we together? It is not being broke that makes people seek God. It is not. If you were to ask most people, most adults, I tell you the truth. I'm closing with this. If you have to ask most adults will tell you that the time when they were the most active for Jesus Christ was when they were on campus. Let's get that. When they were on campus. That's when they were doing crusade or whatever. That's when, after NCCF finished, for most people, the thing has finished. Let's get that. But that won't be a portion in Jesus' name. So God wants to dwell in you. And the way he can make him dwell in you is that you understand your poverty. You seek his word. And then you allow him walk in you patiently. Okay? Allow him. You have to allow him walk in you patiently. I want to close, but it's not good that we'll close with this thing and not pray. You know, so I want you to respond to God in prayer. I want you to respond to God in prayer.